It's time for our Pahuska Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Pahuska High School head football coach Joe Tillman. Huskies on a bye this week. Pahuska lost this past week to Hominy 36-0. They'll begin district play with a home game against Tonkawa in a couple weeks. We'll talk about that one a bit coming up, but first off, Coach Tillman, your thoughts on the 36-0 loss against Hominy.
Well, you know, Evan, sometimes it's confusing as a coach sometimes when you prepare for a rival like Hominy, you know, a good football team, well coached, good players, lots of tradition, and I really felt good all week. Our preparation, our practices were good. The kids seemed to be in really in a good mind frame, and we get down to Hominy and kick the ball off, and you know, just everything just went out the window. You know, motion penalties, or we have setbacks. You know, instead of starting first and 10, now we're first and 15. Instead of reading blocks, we can't get off their defensive tackles to get to the linebackers. We have people going the wrong way, and our football IQ is not where it needed to be. And it's frustrating because, like I said, the preparation the week before was really, really good. And we're reading well and on the offensive line, and then we get into the ball game, and it just completely goes out the window. But, you know, we've got basically, a young team still. You know, we're still building. So it's hard right now. You wonder what they're thinking at times. And you've been around football long enough to know, and you're dealing with kids, and you don't want them to lose their confidence. But sometimes it's just, you know, what you have to ask them, what are you thinking right here? You're on the backside of an offensive play that's going to the right, and you just let this guy cross your face. You have a gap responsibility. You do it all week in practice, and then you put the lights on and the refs out there, and sometimes things just seem to not go our way.
Talking with Pahuska head football coach Joe Tillman after their loss to Hominy this past Friday. Non-district play over. You move into district play now. And the one nice thing I always think about high school football, especially in the state of Oklahoma, the way that the OSSAA has it set up, is you get three or four games. You know, they count. They're on your record, no question. But you get a really good chance to kind of reset press the reset button, because season number two going to begin on Friday. Of course, you're in a tough district, had a tough non-district schedule as well, but you can kind of put all that behind you now and kind of focus on a new set of games going forward.
Yeah, and one thing that we have a bye week coming up, Evan, and that's going to, one, it's going to give us a chance to heal. Our starting tailback, Brian Jeffers, he's got three broken bones in his right hand, and against Hominy, he sprained his ankle pretty good, tore some ligaments, so he's going to have to heal. Our quarterback, Cade McNeil, he's still on the mend with the ankle that he suffered over in Dewey. And then we've got a couple of other nagging little injuries that have happened, and some of our kids need this break, need this time to heal and rest, and, you know, get in the weight room a little bit, get in the film room a lot, and prepare for Tonkawa.
Bye week for you all coming at a good time with the injuries. What else would you like to really see you guys work on the next 13 days to kind of get to look at yourselves?
Well, just, you know, like you were saying earlier, just, you know, understand that, yeah, it is kind of a new season for us. And I think at the end of the game at Hominy, we had 16 kids in helmets. So maybe get some numbers back up with some kids that will be, like coming off the injury bug like we were talking about. But, you know, having the kids gain some confidence about themselves and being able to mentally carry over from what they do in practice onto the game field on Friday night. So that's one thing I want to focus on, is their confidence. Again, more than 70% of our team is sophomores and freshmen. That's who's starting for us. And I don't want them to get discouraged. I want them to have some faith in what they're doing and what we're doing as a staff. So we'll go back to work today and we'll start preparing for Tonkawa.
That's Pawhuska head football coach Joe Tillman. Once again, Pawhuska off this Friday. Misspoke earlier. They're off this Friday. And then Pawhuska is going to be back in action again a week from Friday against Tonkawa to begin district play. So a bye week right before district play. And, Coach, I know that I was going to wrap things up, but that kind of struck me a little bit now. So not only coming at a good time injury-wise, but also kind of a good time as well. Not talking about hitting the reset button. It's a little easier to do that when you've got an extra week to look at yourselves.
Yeah, we're going to look at ourselves in the mirror really hard, and I tell you what, I'm sitting here at my laptop on my lap right now. I'm watching Tonkawa on Huddle, and they're a good football team. So we're going to have to really prepare. And as we talk about it, it always starts down in the offense and defensive line. And Tonkawa is, they're good. And their little quarterback is good, and he's a tough, tough player, and they get the job done for him up front. So we're going to have to get back, get some time in the weight room, get our strength about us, and get ready for, we've got 2 weeks to prepare. So hopefully we'll be ready. That's the plan.
Pawhuska head football coach Joe Tillman. Coach Tillman, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you.
All right, Evan. Thank you.